This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Guess what? Ariana Grande has a new...
What?
Hey, where'd my damn thing go here?
We don't know.
Did you take my music list?
Oh, is it right there to the right?
Come on.
Come.
Everybody's always taking stuff, and you just lost it and blame it on people who see it.
Someone stole it. I would never put it over there. It was over there. I've been framed.
Right.
Hey, that was Ariana Grande, and she's got a new record out today.
She does.
She does. Tomorrow night on NBC, on SNL, Halsey is hosting Saturday Night Live. Is she also the musical guest? I'm going to guess she is.
Oh, what'd you say?
Halsey.
Yeah, probably, because she's the only
name
listed.
They're not listing the musical guest, so I bet she's doing the music. That'll be interesting. I've never seen her do anything in, like, you know, where she's just talking and acting.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. And then Sunday is, of course, the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. It's going to be an Aretha Franklin tribute.
This Sunday.
That's right.
Okay.
Alicia Keys is hosting, and Ariana Grande won't be there.
That's big.
It is big. They're stupid. I can't believe they put any restrictions on her. Oh, Ariana will play our show. The person with the number one single in the country right now and about to have the number one album. Yes, you can come on and do whatever you want. Oh, you want 20 minutes? Yes, you can have them.
Right.
Dummies. Done. Come on, guys. Fix the Grammys already.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to have such a great year. I think Alicia Keys is going to be great as a host. I love the little promos that she's doing.
Oh, I haven't seen any, actually.
She's sitting at a piano. She's got like a choir next to her. She's like, yeah, I'm hosting the Grammys.
Well,
I'm going
to
be great. Woo. So she's
just
really cute.
She can't sing the whole show.
That's true. She can't. She's got to read what they've
written for
her.
I like her, and she's a super talent, but...
It remains to be seen, and we will see it on
Fingers
Sunday night.
Crossed.
So, Hooman, we'll watch some of that, and episode one of the season two of Star Trek Discovery.
Woo!
It's on CBS All Access. Yeah, you got to pay to access it, and guess what? We don't work for CBS anymore. This is not an ad.
Yeah.
I pay full price for CBS All Access.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the new music today. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to start with, I pay for it. There's no lying saying anything, and that never works anyway, jerks. Okay, now, we're going to start the new music. We're going to start the new... Lil Jon the Liar? Is that Lil Jon or Lil
Wayne?
Did you
hear that?
I did. I heard it.
What?
All right, you guys, let's try to get it together.
I'm listening, Sarah.
We are falling apart here.
Oh, I mean, we are?
Yes, we are.
Oh,
Vinny.
We are?
Wait, you're not part of our group?
I'm not.
What are you, a separate?
I'm watching the madness all around me.
Ooh.
You too.
Yeah,
Hooman
is the ringleader for the falling apart.
Hooman is acting a fool today.
Yeah, Hooman, you're acting a fool.
Why don't I get a ringtone? Who asks that?
Jesus.
She's in all my favorites. And
he goes,
Richard.
He comes in, he's hanging over my shoulder. Like,
I saw that.
I go, I'm trying to look at Jay Farrow's Instagram. He's coming on in half an hour.
You said come in here at the break, didn't you?
I know, but I did. But then
I wonder why he's not
phone.
Hosting the Grammys.
Oh. We should ask him.
All right.
Jay Farrow.
You mean the, do you mean the
Grammys.
Oscars?
No, the Grammys. Why isn't he hosting the Grammys?
Well, they got Alicia Keys to do it.
I know, but.
He's hosted stuff before.
Right.
I wonder if he liked that or not. That seems like the worst gig to me.
Well, let's ask him.
Yeah, you'll have to ask him that.
Got to ask him something because we're falling apart in here. And...
Dude, I hope he falls. I just want Jay Farrow to come in here and fall apart
you know
with us.
Be, or,
just fall apart
I
with
got
us.
An idea.
What?
Let's have him sit down and then let's just walk out.
Oh, my God.
That's welcoming.
You want to try it?
No.
Be like, all right, Jay Farrow's here taking over the show. Up, thanks,
have
Jay.
A good one.
Have a good
one. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it and see what he does.
No, let's not. Oh, I was just kidding.
That'd be so fun.
No, I really don't
want
to.
What if he went over
that.
There and started pushing buttons and
or he
saying stuff?
Brings one of the interns on and suddenly they have a potty mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew that?
Turned out we play a couple sailors.
That one's about as polite as they come until you put her on the air, and then she's dropping F-bombs.
I'm like, holy crap. You got to get used to being on the radio, girl. I swear to God, sometimes I ask myself, like, how do I not swear on the air? Every other word out of my mouth is the F word.
This is how.
Yeah, you're right, money.
You need that paycheck.
I need the paycheck.
That's how.
There's something in the back of my head that just, it's like a filter. It's a money filter. Uh-huh.
You really want to go home today for good?
Yeah. No. No, sir, I do not. That must be what it is. It's like the grandma filter. Like, you don't even realize you're not swearing in front of your grandma. You just don't do it.
Right.
You know, it's like the radio filter. Anyway, I hope I'm a grandma you can swear in front of. I probably won't be, though. Hey, guys, let's get into the music for today. Right. We're going to start with a new... Listen, I'm going to say something.
Oh, boy.
And it's that I love Tesla, and I always have.
Tesla's one of the few... I worked at a rock station in San Diego in the 90s, and Tesla was one of the few bands that I liked that we played. I mean, I liked a lot of the bands we played, but there were a lot of those hair metal bands from the late 80s
and they
were still
in that
hung
era.
Around. They still were there.
Right.
They still put out a few records.
They were in the era, but they didn't have to change their look when grunge happened.
Right. And some of those songs still stand up.
Oh, my God.
Even today, modern-day Cowboy wasn't bad.
I love Tesla.
Even Love Song, which normally if you put love in it, I don't want any part of it. And even Love Song wasn't bad. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, I love that tune. I like their remake of Signs, although I got really sick of it. We used to bang that every hour and a half at the station I worked at. It's like, oh, my God. But my favorite song from that is Getting Better. That's my favorite Tesla song.
They're not Slaughter.
No.
They're not Firehouse.
I was reading that. I didn't realize this. I think the guy from Slaughter died in a car accident like a couple years.
No, Mark Slaughter's still around.
Oh, right. Mark Slaughter. Some other dude from the band then. It wasn't. You're right. The guy's last name wasn't Slaughter. I forgot that that was named after him. His name was Slaughter.
Right.
So we're going to start with Tesla.
To my point.
They have a new album coming out, and we have a new single from them today.
Did you pre-listen to it?
I did not.
Oh,
so we're going to hear it. Have you heard it?
No, but I'm the one that told you. I saw that and was like,
I know, but I didn't know if you'd listen to it or not.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we're going to all enjoy. And I think these guys are from Sacto.
Yeah.
So, hello, Tesla. Can you hear me, Tesla?
No, they're playing. Someone wrote in. This is another thing. A texter wrote in and said, we're on our way to the airport to go to Boston, I think, to see Tesla this weekend.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, how is it possible someone's leaving on a plane to go see Tesla?
And are they playing at the 400-person The Channel? Like, who's going to Tesla shows anymore?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I find it. In the meantime, let's
listen. It's called, it's some place called, in St. Louis, The Pageant.
Oh, they're going to St. Louis?
It's tonight.
The Pageant in
There's
St. Louis.
One Indianapolis tomorrow night. That's the old National Center.
Oh. Those sound like 3,000-seat places. That's what I'm guessing. Mm.
I could live without this one.
Yeah, I like the other one better. But my shoulders are going on this one. This is good.
My shoulders. I Look think it. That's the wrong spot.
You like that?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I'm doing some of my patented moves right now. All right, there you go. LCD sound system. There's your new music for this week. Oh, my God.
My shoulders. Your shoulders.
You like that? I got those shoulder moves down. It's happening. Nothing's coming up in the news. Jay Farrow's going to be here
every
second.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Here we go. Alice is giving you a chance to win a vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. This could be an epic vacation for your whole family. So call now. If you're calling 97-800-400-3697, you instantly get a Disney gift card. And then you're in the running for the grand prize, Vacation to Aulani. This is the final day to get qualified. We're doing this right now at 12:35, at 3:35, and at 5:35. And now, without further ado, welcome back to the show, incredibly handsome Jay Farrow.
Thank you so much. Thank
Hello,
you so-
Jay. Nice
hey,
to
appreciate,
see you.
Appreciate it. I just found out I was sexy last year. You know what I mean? It took a while, you know.
You weren't aware of that
no,
before
I wasn't
then.
Aware. I didn't believe it. I believe it now. As you said it, you came in here. You said it.
Well, I went, whoa, when you walked in. I have to admit that. Well, I appreciated that Yuzette made you feel welcome with a hand massage.
Oh yeah,
I was a little jealous.
Y'all got let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Y'all got African lotion back there, and ain't nobody African in this studio. And they were massaging my hands. Yes, it felt very Koreatownish.
Can I see the African lotion?
Look at
literally
it.
African lotion.
And then, hey, look, you want to know something else funny?
I'm holding it up to the camera right now.
They pulled it from a drawer under a big picture from Game of Thrones of Peter Dinklage. Yes.
We have it all.
That's hilarious to me. I'm like, I'm sure he ain't using no African lotion on his hands.
Is that Hooman's desk we're talking about?
Yeah. Listen to me, Jay.
What's up?
The man behind you.
Yeah.
Who produced the African lotion.
Uh-huh.
Only uses the best products.
Okay.
And has the
he looks Moroccan. He can pass for African.
It might be weird for me to ask you to do this, but Hooman, please bring your hands in here. I need Jay to feel.
Oh,
you
boy.
Have never felt hands.
He has the softest hands of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, hold on. First, feel girl hands. Girl hands. Feel my hands. Feel my hands.
Okay, let me feel yours.
Okay, just like regular old hands.
No, your hands are soft and great.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, now feel Hooman hands.
Yeah, you need to come do my yard.
Climb a fence or something.
They're like silk pillows.
Like fix something in the house, something.
Anything.
Get callous, lift some weights.
Change a light bulb, whatever.
Something.
Anything.
I'm sitting on you. Want it? My hands would. I mean, I got my hands a man. I got hands.
When you touched my hands, I touched yours. I don't know if you noticed that.
They're man,
but they felt like hands, hands that get used for things.
Yeah.
Hold a pencil once in a while. Yeah. I mean, they did feel moist because of the
African lotion. African lotion. Is that Moroccan or Algerian? Because that's definitely African.
It's from Namibia.
Okay.
Oh, look at this too. Wow. It says acne fighting, detoxifying, and
nice.
Healing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right, the reason I got it is because it has...
Hand acne?
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you this. If y'all didn't know, ashiness for black, it's a disease. You know what I mean? It happens. We get in little cracks and little corners of our hands and stuff like that. We will go to extremes of using our chapstick as lotion.
Oh.
Y'all never done that. It's lotion.
No,
it's moisturizing.
I never have.
We burnt bees all on your knuckles.
Mm.
You should use it. You take it from your lips. You take that and you put it in the corners, the crevices, because you got to get it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to look ashy. It look like volcanic hands. You don't want to have that.
You can't have that.
Yeah,
well,
you got to be fresh.
So now, you know what? I probably shouldn't do this, but you can have that bottle of acne.
No.
He said no, you can't.
Is there anything else you'd like? Would you like the Peter Dinklage photo that we have in there, Jay?
Listen,
Jay Farrow, who will be performing at the Punchline, is going to get all of them.
At Cobb.
I want the United States synchronized swimming team picture. I want the Vinny me. Vinny me. That's dope.
That's Vinny.
Shout out to
me right there.
You know that dude? You know that dude Croak?
Yeah.
He's not here no more.
He was he was a character for sure.
Yeah.
But he.
Do another Austin Powers, who they gonna use?
Well, maybe they could use CG and put him in. Don't they do that now? Are you worried that
he's Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, I was thinking Peter Dinklage.
He's too big.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage is too big.
You know what? What's the dude that played Willow? What's he doing?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Willow. That's a good
what
one.
What happened to Willow?
Willow, he was the same guy to play Leprechaun. He was Leprechaun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then the new Leprechaun, they didn't bring him back. But of course, I mean, it wasn't nothing to Brett. That wasn't nothing
His
to talk
name is
about.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis?
Oh.
Let me see what he's up to. He could be the new Vern Troyer.
Yeah, he need to be the new Vern Troyer.
He's still working. He's in a TV movie called Horrible History.
A TV movie called Horrible History.
He was in Star Wars in the Solo movie.
Was he in?
Who was he?
He played a character called Weasel.
Oh, what's that? One of them gas mask things that look like Super Mario 2?
Yeah.
Remember Super Mario 2 with the things with the gas mask on?
Yeah.
They had those in Star Wars. I said, yo, he stole it.
He did.
Listen, we're here with Jay Farrow, who's apparently at Cobb's.
Come at Cobb's.
Comedy Club all weekend.
Yay.
The guy behind you is a theme on the show. He is the biggest superhero fan of all time.
Work.
And you have a song called Bruce Wayne.
I do.
What is happening? are you suddenly, I mean, I know you have comedy albums out, but like this, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard, Jay.
Hey,
let's hear a little of it.
It's pretty lit, and you can play it because there ain't no cursing in the hook. Yay, let's go.
All right.
Hey. All drinks is on me. Coach, I'm dumping Gatorade. Hold on. Pull up the... Yeah, you got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I got that.
Don't worry. He's all about it.
We got the radio version. I got the radio version in the actual in the radio. Y'all chopped
That's
up
right.
in front of me. I feel so because nobody's done it yet.
Yeah,
you're all of the first.
So oh, Bruce, nice. So why? What? So is this going to be a new thing? Like you clearly can do it.
New thing. I've been rapping for so long.
Have you put out other records? Like this.
I put out a mixtape like 2014.
Oh.
And I've been like putting out freestyles and doing freestyles on the radio, but I've always been talking about my music. It's like, I'm fine. I'm like, yo, it's 2019. Let's get this stuff out.
Cause
I'm sitting on all of it. It's so much of it.
So you can do the freestyle stuff.
Oh, without doubt.
Is it because, let me ask you a question. Can you do the freestyle stuff? Cause you have like pre-written in your brain, all kinds of stuff that like, oh, that would be a good rhyme. And then you can like access it cause you're young and you're able to like pull from those.
Right. Yeah, well, you get passed forward to the cobwebs just built up.
You are not kidding.
True story.
Don't joke about it.
I just, you know what? I've been freestyling forever. I mean, there'd be some written sometimes, that I can pull up, but most of it is just off the dome. Oh. And I just go off of the dome. And
lucky.
You know, I've been rapping. I'm telling you, I've been rapping since I was 13. Been doing it long. I've been doing comedy. So it's kind of crazy. And comedy and rapping are very similar. So setup, punchline, delivery, attitude, everything.
Can we ask Jay to hear a really popular song on this show and maybe give us his professional opinion?
Let's do it.
Play a player.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Marcus Osborne, the guy
you know,
who brought
you know Marcus
here.
Osborne?
He also has music.
He's a long time part of the show. And we're going to, no, you got to be honest.
Yeah, be honest. Okay. We should have told him who it was.
He's going to be extra nice now. He doesn't want to get in an accident later.
Dang it.
Just give him the.
Yeah, just
so
give him a little bit.
Only sings the hook, right?
Yeah, no, no.
No, he raps. He raps him.
Yeah.
My buddy Mike is the rapper.
All right,
no.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just going to roll
no,
it from
don't
somewhere.
Even. We only have a couple minutes with Jay.
I'm just roll it.
I mean, hey.
Real quick.
We're here a little bit.
Turn it up loud.
Here it is.
All right.
He proud of it. Hey.
Whoa.
Wow, this hasn't been clear for radio.
It's fine. Nobody knows what that means.
Play the hook.
No, nobody.
The hook.
Nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Just not the nice ladies who listen to us.
We're talking about Blue Diamond almonds.
That's a nut.
Yo, I'm gonna be perfectly honest.
Do it.
Do it.
Yo, I can definitely hear R. Kelly remixing this. It sounds. No, because the beat sounds so basic. If you go back and listen to all his songs, all of them have a nursery rhyme thing to them.
Mm.
And you can hear, listen to it.
We don't want to. We decided that even, you're not going to listen to it anymore.
It's the key to ignition, hot and fresh off the kitchen. And that's the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. Listen back all his music.
Don't play it.
Oh, come on, man. You know what's crazy?
It's a freaking weekend, R. Kelly, man. I'm about to have some fun.
R. Kelly is so excommunicated in the community that his music in the club gets played at the end to get people uncomfortable to leave.
Oh.
You think
that's
I'm playing.
A good trip.
At 12:50, they start playing Chocolate Factory. I was like, yo, dog, we got to get out of here.
We can't and be look, seen in a club where this is playing.
And look, the funny part is right before that, they had played the song Get the F Out of Here. Nobody moved.
Oh.
As soon as they played R. Kelly, it was like the light turned on and roaches just pinged out of there. Everybody left. We got uncomfortable.
Did you watch that whole documentary?
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you think?
Yeah, we knew he was a sleaze bag. We knew he was a trash bag. We didn't know he was a trash bag.
Mm.
He's a super trash bag.
Right.
And yeah. The messed up part is it's mental slavery. That's what he's doing. You know what I mean? Remember Kanye West was over there like, slavery's a choice, fam.
Yeah.
R. Kelly was like, no, it's not. Not in my house. I just think, and you know what? I think it's modern day slavery, and it's terrible that, you know, this man has been praised in the black community for so long, and now the justice finally coming out and finally getting served on.
What's gonna happen to him?
Well, right now he just can't go to the studio late hours. He's the judge is like, you got to record from 11 to 5. He was like, nah, I don't get creative until like the nighttime. That's when I get creative is the nighttime. You know, y'all can't do that to me. You know what I mean? I didn't know. R. Kelly was my first impression.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, no. I had to dust the cobwebs off it, but it was all right. But that's all they did. They said he can't record at night. They try to make like.
That's his punishment so far.
I'm like, it's not like he can't smash in the daytime. You know what I mean? Like, y'all need to do something.
People are just so much
They can't get him yet. One of the things that's trippy about it, I watched the thing too. I kind of got it by the third episode. I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
But his wife goes, he can't read, so none of this stuff. He's not doing any of this himself.
Right. No, there was a team of people around him setting these girls up.
Right. Yeah,
flying them places, like booking them hotels.
That's what she said. He can't book a hotel. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He can't make airline tickets.
You know what I'm thinking about that? Now that he can't read, I think him, Fantasia, and Floyd Mayweather need to go on tour.
Oh, boy.
Can none of them read?
That's
none
the rumor.
Of them, none of them can read.
Floyd,
I mean, Floyd Mayweather really don't. I mean,
wasn't that the thing Floyd and 50 Cent were like?
Hey, yo. Floyd, yo, that was the funniest thing ever. He was like, hey, yo, hey, what's up, Floyd? It's 50. Hey, what's up, Floyd? Floyd, I want to make it tough for you. What we going to have, because you can't read, we said, we're going to have you read Cat in the Hat. He said, we can't have you reading Dr. Seuss. That's too hard for you. What we're going to have you do is read Cat in the Hat. Because Floyd can't read. Let me stop talking for you. Listen and be like, I'm on the way to the studio. Because I don't want Floyd to come up here. I can't mess. But he ain't going to throw a shot at me anyway. He's just going to dodge the whole fight.
That's true. He runs until you're exhausted.
He don't throw punches. He don't throw them. He throw them shoulders.
Right.
You know what Ludacris do? Bows? He throws shoulders.
Ludacris throws bows.
He means elbows.
Okay, now I get it. I just wanted to make sure. I don't want to act like I know what he's talking about.
I got it.
I'm trying to be, you know.
Let me help you out.
Thank you.
That was uncomfortable.
Wow, that was definitely the Caucasian slip.
Now I know.
Throw them bones.
All right. Hey, so listen, congrats on the Pepsi stuff.
Like,
that's huge. You're very, very charming
Pepsi,
in those.
Thank you so much. It's so crazy. I know I didn't try to retool my page. I took all the stuff off my page, so I got like 38 posts, but it's mad stuff I'm doing, man. I got a million little things. I'm going to be on a recurring character on that next season, and my episode's coming up February 4th. Team Champagne Ill. I'm coming back on that.
You got a movie going too?
I got four movies coming out.
Oh, nice. Tell us the names of the movies.
2 Minutes of Fame. Cat Williams starring in that one. Keke Palmer, also Jess Hilarious, DC Young Fly, Deion Cole, Red Grant. There's so many comedians in there. That movie is gonna be dope. Another one I shot overseas called How to Fake a War. It's a guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then Ali Wong is the girl.
Ali Wong's the girl.
She's the maternal special.
Okay,
got it. Yes.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, they're dope. She's funny. But that one, I shot that with Rudolph Herzog. I shot that one in Tbilisi in Ireland. That's coming out this year. Another one I did, Steven Soderbergh film, another one that's coming out. He shot that for Netflix. That's going to come out. And another one I did with Usher, jeez, Lena Waithe, Vanessa Williams. Who else is in that movie? It's a lot of folks. That's called Bad Hair. And that's coming. I think that's coming out during like Halloween season because it's like a comedy horror joint.
Well, you should follow Jay on. I was looking through your Instagram page. And I'm like, geez, this Pepsi thing is for real.
Oh yeah, they ain't lying.
At Jay Farrow.
Yeah.
You spell it P-H-A-R-O-A-H.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then at Jay Farrow Real on Facebook.
Yeah.
But Twitter and Instagram are Jay Farrow. So you're playing tonight and tomorrow at Cobbs. Is there a Sunday show?
Yes.
Oh, great song.
Hey. Sunday Show. I believe that show was at 7:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. When you become super duper famous, you still going to come visit us? Or you going to forget about us?
Are you saying he's not?
He's super duper famous now.
You're not taking my lotion. I'm making an exit.
Don't take my lotion. Do not take my lotion.
I will definitely I'll definitely come back. I'm not one of them people, man, to be all stuck up and don't be coming back. I'll come back to the essence and I'll come back here ashy.
Don't worry, we'll have the African lotion.
That's right. Next time,
I'll give you a little hand massage and everything.
Yeah,
I want some massages next time. Though, okay. You know, can you have some massages with some nice some mist and some cucumber
thing.
Spray?
We'll get here an hour early and we'll
some
do it.
Okay, cool.
We'll set it up for you.
I'm gonna need more than an hour.
Okay. Oh, how long? Well, you got to get here early.
Two. I need two hours.
Okay, we'll see it. We'll see it. 7 o'clock. All right, Jay Farrell. Thanks. Nice to see you.
Thank you,
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.